again. Go ahead and turn your Bibles to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 5 tonight. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 5. Before I get going any further, I did get a text from Linda a couple hours ago. She is not feeling the greatest. She says she's, I don't know if she was going to the ER or she was already at the ER. She's been struggling with some of her health issues, and so I told her that we'd pray for her tonight. Continue to pray for Dallas. He's still needs to figure out what's going on with him, and so remember people in your prayers as you go forth this week. So with that being said, they covered our prayers, and I'm glad we can do those things for people. So, well, in the book of Deuteronomy tonight, we're going to examine some things that I feel it's important for us to examine, and it's our walk with God. I looked at it like this week. Our campers are obviously there at camp this week, and they're getting a lot of messages this week. I think they have three or four a day, and their walk is being challenged every single day. Some of their walk might be a walk towards salvation. I don't know. I'm not just talking about our campers. There's other campers that are there. Some walks might be one that has gone backwards. They're backslidden. Their relationship with God is not the way that it used to be. Some are probably just as a casual walk. They can really care less. So as they go forth in this week and they're challenged from the Word of God, God's obviously going to be working in their hearts and their lives this week. And they're going to come back and they're going to have a different walk. And because they're going to come back and they're going to have a different walk, well, our walk needs to be examined as well. And we need to evaluate some things in our lives to, let me put it this way, get on board with them when they come back. Be excited for them and walk with them and things of that nature. So as we go on in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 5, let's read verse number 33 tonight. And after we read, we'll have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, well, I'm going to pray right now. I'm sorry, folks. I got ahead of myself. Has anybody ever started praying, then they pulled out of the prayer because you just realized what you did? Well, I just did that. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this night you've given us. God, I pray that you just work and bless in the time that we have. We thank you for your word that you have given us that we can read and we can learn from it. God, tonight we ask for healing prayers for two of our folks tonight. We thank, first of all, Dallas and his situation, Lord, that you just be with the doctors, give them the wisdom to be able to help treat him to where he can get back on the road and get back to work. God, at the same time as he's home, I pray that he would enjoy his time home. And it would be a time of really, Lord, just relaxing. God, I pray for Linda tonight that you just bring healing to her body. She's been struggling physically as well these last few months. So, God, I pray that you just watch over her. Lord, if there's anybody else that's from our congregation that's struggling health-wise, God, I pray that you just put your hand of healing upon them. We ask you these things in your name. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse number 33, it says, "Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess." Walking with the Lord is very important in a believer's life. From God's word, we are instructed to walk with him from the time of salvation. Meaning your ways of living, your former ways of walking should no longer exist because you are now an ambassador of God. Your agenda has been changed for the better. True living comes from walking with God, and that should be every believer's desire in their life, having a walk with God, walking with him to where your thoughts are just constantly on him. You have a desire to have a more intimate relationship with him. You have a desire to grow closer to him. And as you begin to do those things, you begin to talk about the one that you have fallen in love with over and over again. Go ahead and turn your Bibles to the book of Proverbs chapter 3 tonight. The book of Proverbs chapter 3. We'll read a couple of verses here to help us as we go along here this evening. So the book of Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 5 and 6 will be our main verses that we're going to look at. But I'm going to start back in verse number 1. It says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man." And so as we get to verse number 5, here is what our reaction should be when we are walking with the Lord. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." That is the desire tonight for us. One is to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. Two, we are to lean unto him. And three, we are to acknowledge him and allow him to be the one who directs the path that you and I go down on each single day. You know, the easy thing for us to do is to not trust in God, but we need to trust in him because he is the one who has our best interest at hand. He has a desire for us to go down that right path, and he wants to see us to succeed on those things. So trust in the Lord as you begin to walk with him. And as you continue that walk with him, lean unto him, glean from him, learn from him, and then acknowledge him. You know, the one thing that I have realized in a relationship of 26 years of being married, my wife likes to be acknowledged. She likes to know that I love her and that I would do anything for her. You know, that's the same concept with God here. Acknowledge him and allow him to be the one to direct your path. Go ahead and turn your Bibles to the book of 1 John, chapter number 4. We are given more direction on how we are to walk. Okay, so now we're to trust in him. But in 1 John, chapter number 4, let me get there. And I think I wrote down the wrong verses. You know, I sure did, and I do that quite a bit. Well, I'm going to skip that point tonight. And I, you know, as I was writing this up last night, I knew I made some mistakes as I was writing this, and that was one of them. And just before church, I was trying to overlook some things, and I saw some errors that I made, and it just happens. But anyway, I'll skip that one. Go ahead and turn your book to James chapter number 4. It's a good thing that none of us are perfect in here tonight. Amen. None of us are. We all make mistakes. But in James chapter number 4, verse number 7, this is key here. Verse number says, "Submit yourselves therefore to God." So as we continue our walk with God, you and I should be submitting our ways to him, understanding that it's not about our ways anymore, it's about his ways. We should have a walk that is in submission to the Lord, recognizing that his will is more important than your own will. So be in submission to him. Go ahead and turn your Bibles again to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I have a lot of verses tonight that I would love to go over, and we have a lot of time. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in verse number 7, we need to have a walk that consists of faith. It says, verse number 7, says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." So many times in life, we go down the road that we can only see. And missing out on so many opportunities that God may have for us. We go down those roads because we're familiar with those things, and we trust what's down there. But so often in time, in life, when God tells us to go down a road that we're not familiar with or a road that we don't understand, what do we normally do? We normally don't go down that road because we don't trust that. And we don't trust that because our faith is not there. So often, as I remember growing up, going with my dad, and later on in life with my brother Jeff, we would love to go hunting. And as we go hunting, you know, in Iowa, you can do road hunting. And that's something that we were successful at. We did some things that probably weren't very friendly to the DNR during those times. I've been watching this show lately. It's called Northwoods Law. And it tells you about all the laws that every state has when it comes to hunting. I tell you what, in the state of Iowa, we broke those laws. And I sought God for forgiveness on those things. But I remember on many different occasions, there were roads that would say, level B, enter at your own risk. Anybody familiar with that? Any of you road hunters? So most of the time, normal people would not go down those roads because you see a road sign that says, enter at your own risk. And so that's usually a sign to, hey, this road's really not desirable. Don't go down it. Don't trust it. Well, those are roads that so often that we would go down, and we would get stuck on many different occasions. But we don't go down those roads because we don't put our faith and trust in God the way that we should. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We are at times too scared to leave our place of comfort. We need not to fear the unknown while walking with God. And also our walk should constantly be believing in Him. Hey, I know, God, that you want me to go down this road, and so I'm going to trust you that you're going to guide me to the right place that you want me to go to. I know that you're going to take care of all the obstacles that might come up in my direction. I know that you're going to guide my feet on this path that you have me going down. And so, God, I'm going to put my faith in you. That's what a believer should do. But so often, we don't put our faith in God in that way. We get scared because we think of the road that's not traveled down, that's not so desirable. We get to think about those things, and that scares us. And so we need to be constantly believing in God, seeing, trusting that He will take care of us, having faith in God. Unfortunately, our faith is on hold because we may lack the reading of God's Word in our life. Go ahead and turn your Bibles to the book of Romans, chapter number 10. Book of Romans, chapter number 10. And we'll read verse number 17 this evening. It says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So our faith is on hold because we may lack the reading of God's word. You know, as we begin to have our walk with God, one of the most important things that you and I could do in our lives is to have a devotion time set up every single day to where you're reading God's word, to where you're listening to Him and you're hearing Him and you're allowing Him to guide you in your walk. I've noticed it in my life that when I don't pick up my word and begin to read it, my life is horrible that day. Am I the only one that feels that way? Hello? Am I the only one feeling that way? Okay, I just didn't know if you guys are still awake. I didn't know if you're still in prayer time when I did that a few moments ago. But we need to be seeking to read God's word every single day. How are we to know what God is having for us in our life if we don't pick up His instruction book, His manual that He has for us so that we can go through life? So we need to take that time to read it. And I don't care if it's one chapter a day. I don't care if it's a verse a day. As long as you're allowing God to speak to your heart during that time, that's what is important. Allowing God to grow you in your life. So in order for us to walk in faith, we must be hearing His word. Open up your Bible and allow Him to show you where He wants you to go. That is our should be our desire in life. God should be the one who is directing our life, not us directing it ourselves. We need to have God involved in our life. One of the biggest mistakes that any believer can make in life is just to come to church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, and that's all they get for their growth throughout the week. So the biggest mistake that a believer could do is come here, get the Word of God, then go home and forget about it the rest of the week. We need to follow up after we've been here on those days and get into God's Word and allow Him to speak to our heart, allow Him to change our life so that we can have a more intimate relationship with Him. That's Him directing our lives. We are given certain types of direction of walk that we should have in our life. We're in Romans already, so go ahead and turn to Romans chapter 13. In verse number 13, let's read here. It says, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. How are you able to put on the Lord Jesus Christ? It goes back to what we just read. You need to be in God's word. In order to put on Christ, you need to be in his word. And so we are given certain types of direction on how we're to walk. One, we are to walk in honesty. You know, there's so many dishonest people in our world today. There truly is. We need to be one who is not dishonest, but one who is honest. One who is willing to tell the truth. One who is willing to stand up for the truth as well. And we're not to be the ones who are in rioting. Well, you look at our world in the last year, what have we seen? Something I've seen that I never thought I'd see in my lifetime, and that is Americans rioting against each other, having such hatred and having such disgust towards other human beings in their life. And they go out and they begin to riot and they begin to burn up the streets and the buildings that are there and begin to throw the rocks at individuals. And before you know it, people are hurt and killed at that time. So we need to be one who walks in rioting, honesty. Stay away from rioting. Stay away from the drunkenness too of this world, nor in strife or envy. Not one that consists of being greedy or constantly seeking worldly pleasures. We need to avoid those things. But what we need to be a part of is one who seeks to have a relationship with God. See, our walk is important. And so often in our life, our walk gets tripped up at times. It catches us off guard. We sometimes will go down the wrong path that we shouldn't go down. But we need to stay on that right path. Also, we need not to be walking around in hatred towards others. Boy, that's something that I've been guilty of in my life. Having such hatred in my heart where I can no longer look at the individual or even begin to talk to the individual. That's not Christ-like. That's not putting on Christ. That's not having a good walk with Christ. And so we need not to be one walking around in hatreds or one who is jealous of another individual. I'll tell you who that represents. That doesn't represent Jesus Christ. These last things that I've been talking about represents Satan himself. And if we're ones that walk around and we're constantly being hateful or one who is jealous, well, we're not representing Christ anymore. We're representing Satan at that point in time. An honest walk consists of walking daily with God, striving to better your relationship with him, seeking to please him and to bless him. Us married people, do we not work on our relationship every single day with our spouse? Why do we do those things? Because we want to have a great relationship. And that's the same thing that we need to do with Jesus in our life. Work on our relationship every single day with him, striving to please him and to bless him. By trying to accomplish this walk will lead to a heart that will constantly want to seek revival. Finally, the walk that we have should be with other believers. This is something that scares me in this world today. Go ahead and turn your Bibles to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. This is where believers should be very cautious in their life as they begin to walk with God. Because if you get involved in the wrong crowd, your walk will be hindered. Your relationship with God will not be as prosperous as it should be when you're walking with the wrong crowd. In verse number 14, it says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness?" We need to be walking with people of like-mindedness. Salvation will bring new friendships of like-minded people. You know, I can remember as I've gone through life, I've had some friends. These friends that I had at that age, as God began to work in my life and begin to work in my heart, I begin to find out that those people, they weren't my friends to begin with. because they begin to mock at the very thing that I stood up for. They begin to mock and make fun of the things that that I had a firm belief in. And I tell you what, if I would continue that walk with them, I would not be here today. Salvation will bring friendships of like-mindedness. By the way, that's the type of friendships that we should be seeking today, is that friendship of other believers. If you are still seeking friendships with the unrighteous, something is probably not right in your life to begin with. A child of the King, who is the light, doesn't hang out with the children of darkness. They don't go together. It's a mixed match in your life. You need to choose one or the other. Your friends will bring you down if they are not saved, if they have no desire to have a relationship with God, they will bring you down. And your way of life will be changed. Trust me, it happens. I've seen it happen in my own life. I've seen it happen in other people's life when you begin to mix lightness with darkness. Here is what needs to take place. Our walk with God should give us a desire to reach our unbelieving friends. Do your friends that you work with, your co-workers or outside of here, do they know that you have a relationship with God? And are you seeking to inform them that Jesus Christ can change their life the same way he changed your life? Having a desire to reach the unsaved should be our desire as we walk closer with God. Why do we want that in their life? So that they can come to know him, and they too can walk with him as well. See, we're going to come back this Sunday, and we're going to meet our campers that have been gone all single week, all week long, and their walk's going to be changed in their life. And we need to get on board with them and help them out and help them pursue their walk. But first of all, we need to look and examine our walk. Have we been walking with God? Is our walk with God important? Or has it been put on the shelf? And are we letting it just go by and just kind of casually going through life? We need to examine those things. Here is where our old walk was taking us. For it's taken us down a path of destruction. You remember the time you got saved? Do you remember where your life was at? It wasn't good, was it? It wasn't in a place where you desire to be. As a matter of fact, some people don't even like talking about their past. I have known many missionaries that have come through here, and you've seen pictures of them with long hair and some with tattoos and things of those nature. And they don't like talking about their past because they know their past was on a path of destruction. And that's what our old path was taking us. Our old walk was taking us that direction. And so with that being said, is that old path, here's what it was doing. It was further taking us away from God. That's what it's designed to do. And so we need to seek to walk with him daily. The new walk that we now have will take us directly to God. Walking with God should always be a forward progress. It should never be anything that's backwards. Oh, man, I got to start all over again because I messed up. And I understand people mess up. I understand their walk gets messed up along the way. But we should have a desire to stay with God every single day. That's why our walk gets messed up, because we lose that desire. We get off the wrong path. And we need to be constantly going forward with God, never looking back, going forward, keeping that walk with him. I'm excited to hear about what's going to take place this coming week. I'm excited to hear as the testimonies. I don't know. I'm imagining we're going to do testimonies this Sunday. That's what we normally do. I'm just excited to say, you know, my walk wasn't the greatest, but God got a hold of my heart, and now I'm going to walk forward, and I'm going to walk with him every single day. I want to be a part of that this Sunday. You know, I've been examining my own walk this past week, because I'll be honest with you, my walk isn't always the greatest. My walk isn't always smooth going. There are some things that I question. There are some things that I doubt. There are some things that I disagree with. But that's all designed by Satan to get me to walk away from God. And we fall into those traps at times. But I tell you what, I want to be with these people as they come back. And I want to be excited about how God's going to change their walk. And I want to be in their shoes. And so I tell you what, it's been good for me to reexamine my walk here with God this week. Walking with God is a forward progress.